The Parisians and the Mandala. Celia and Thomas, Parisians, were growing tired of the hectic pace of the city. The couple decided to treat themselves to a well-deserved two-day getaway in Drôme Provençal. While browsing the internet, they were immediately charmed by the Dumas Mill in Grignan. Enchanted by the idyllic description, the historical and literary environment of the place, Celia decided to book a stay. A few months later, they were about to experience a promising adventure. On a beautiful June day, they were warmly welcomed by the owners, Philippe and Isabelle. Nature was generous, and the park was magnificent. From the very first moments, the mill seemed to transport them to another era. Its ancient stone walls contributed to its soothing atmosphere. Two other members of the Porcel family were also joyfully waiting for them. Mojo, the dog with golden, endearing eyes and brindle fur, and Benny, the wise cat with piercing eyes and silky gray fur. Upon their arrival, Mojo immediately bonded with them. His gentle gaze prompted Celia to confide in him. The animal seemed to understand their emotions. He even responded to Thomas's almost frantic caresses with a slight tilt of his head. Celia had chosen the lovely room called the Parenthesis, which overlooks the pond. As soon as they unpacked their bags, they decided to drive to the historic center of the village, just a few minutes from the estate. A good meal delighted them for dinner, at the foot of Madame de Sévigné's residence. The next morning, after a restful night, they enjoyed a hearty breakfast. Jams, golden bread, honey, and ripe fruits were all on the table. Isabelle, who had just returned from the market, suggested a short walk around the estate's park to the couple. Felipe joined them and, accompanied by Mojo, guided the small group along the flowery paths of the multicolored meadow. The trees of the forest seemed to greet them from afar. Filled with affection for Mojo, Celia naturally spoke to him with a hint of humor. "Mojo, I feel like there's something special here." Expressive and sensitive, the dog clearly waited for Celia to say more. Meanwhile, Benny followed the group at a distance, preferring to climb and jump from tree to tree with the agility of a squirrel. Celia asked Philippe, "Dear Philippe, this mill, this estate, this nature, this deep history, all the experiences lived here, could all this explain the positive magnetism I'm feeling?" Philippe then shared a fascinating anecdote centered on Adèle Raymond. Although Pinalis became the owner as early as 1768, mysterious writings suggest a link with the Marquise de Sévigné, who died in 1696, almost a century earlier. Some of the Marquise's famous letters, seen as premonitory, seem to hint at a connection beyond time with the alchemist Raymond. Celia then wondered if Pinalis Raymond had discovered a way to transcend time thanks to the energy of the place. Felipe confirmed that this theory was frequently debated among local history enthusiasts. Some visitors had even intensely experienced a sense of already seen while on the estate. As Thomas and Celia continued their walk, the cat guided them along a path at the most secluded part of the garden, the park's mandala. Intrigued, the young woman quickly followed Benny, leaving Thomas behind. "Where are you going, Kitty?" she sang. The couple found themselves in the middle of a circular flower bed, divided by small gravel paths, subtly bordered by edges. "This garden is a mandala. It's a bit special," called out Isabelle as she joined them. Thomas had already observed the regular, almost perfect, geometric shape of the small garden's paths. "We've heard of these famous mandalas, but we've never seen one." "What makes it so special, Isabelle?" asked Thomas, his tone deeply curious. "Mandala means that which contains the essence in Sanskrit. It symbolizes the universe, supports meditation, and serves as a ritual object in Hindu culture. In psychology, Jung used it as a tool for self-awareness and transformation. I can tell you a story about it if you'd like. We're not leaving this mandala until we've heard that story, Isabel, declared Thomas with mock gravity. Will we be willing prisoners of this place for the rest of our lives? Then free us, Isabel. Tell us the story. Amused by Thomas's antics, Isabel began her tale. Known as Adele's mandala, this small garden is very old. We found some old borders hidden under hawthorn bushes. We restored everything. Adele, the wife of Penalis Raymond, was its creator. She lovingly cultivated a variety of species with unique properties, which formed the active principles of the mysterious potions her husband prepared in his laboratory. Benny had just leaped from a branch into the mandala, startling a small toad that no one had noticed under a gooseberry leaf. The group laughed at the scene. Isabel continued, Adele and Penalis's shared passion for nature and the ancestral art of alchemy brought them together. Adele's mandala was divided into four colorful sections, each symbolizing one of the elements of nature: earth, water, fire, and air. Adele, talented and intuitive, knew which plants to grow in each section to amplify their power and effect. She planted vibrant red roses in spirals for love, calm chamomile for peace, and sage leaves for wisdom. Every morning at dawn, Adele watered and cared for her plants while whispering ancient words, incantations she had learned from her grandmother. Villagers flocked to her garden to buy herbs and potions, but a select few knew that the power of the elixirs didn't lie solely in the ingredients. It was above all infused with Adele's energy and love. Lying flat out, Benny gave the impression of listening attentively. Mojo had wandered back into the meadow, disturbed by the provocative call of a heron flying low over the garden. The dog barked, improvising himself as the new guardian of the koi carp in the pond.
Isabel, this story is giving me chills. I'm being a bit ridiculous.
But they're good chills, said Celia. Wait, the best is yet to come. Isabel continued the story. Thomas was captivated. One day, as a storm was approaching, a young man from the village of Valori, named Joseph, embarked on the adventure of visiting Adele's mandala. He was desperately seeking a potion to heal his sick mother. Upon entering the garden, accompanied by Adele, he felt a warmth and soothing light envelop him. The multicolored flowers seemed to dance under the falling raindrops. Adele, filled with wisdom and a kind smile, welcomed Joseph to the center of the mandala.
What are you looking for, young man?
Her eyes sparkled with compassion. Joseph explained his distress. She then guided him to the roots of echinacea, known to strengthen the immune system. Then, together, they picked a few mallow flowers, known for their ability to soothe pain. But the potion needs one final ingredient, Adele told him. She gazed at the sky, which was slowly darkening. It must contain the love and hope you have for your mother. She guided Joseph into a meditation at the heart of the circle, inviting him to focus on the happy memories he had shared with his mother. The plants the young man carried merged at the height of his heart. Every movement drew its energy from his emotions. The storm broke, and the rain poured down on them. The vial Adele handed to Joseph instantly overflowed with water. She closed it with a small cork stopper to seal in the precious natural blend. Take this vial and offer it to your mother with all the love you have for her. Thanks to his determination, Joseph enabled his mother to find the path to recovery a few weeks later. Thomas and Celia were captivated by the story. At the end of the tale, as they moved from one spot to another, the couple brushed, touched, and smelled the plants in the mandala. Isabel concluded, "Thus,
The garden, under the watchful care of Adele and Panelis, continued to be a source of light and healing for all those who sought refuge and wisdom. This garden is a true alchemical sanctuary. Its wealth of stories still makes it resonate. The foliage of the trees and the flowers still have many secrets to reveal to us here. Let yourself be lulled. Isabel left the couple alone in the mandala. Celia and Thomas spent more time in this part of the garden than they had anticipated. They recalled the key moments of the story. Then, without even realizing it, and without knowing why, they began to share with each other various anecdotes from their own lives. The day was coming to an end. They enjoyed the sunset before returning to the romantic comfort of their room. The next morning, Celia and Thomas crossed paths with Philippe in the Provençal garden. Mojo and Benny were already reigning as masters of the hunt for treats. Celia already felt the nostalgia of departure, like the inevitable epilogue of the weekend. They were about to hit the road. "So, friends, did you sleep well?" Felipe asked them. "Magical! I haven't slept that well in 20 years, Celia replied. "I think I dreamed of love plants," Thomas added with a grin. Felipe was keen to give a psychological, even spiritual, dimension to the story of the garden before they left. "Speaking of these dreams of love plants, you know, here at Dumas Mill, we often say that dreams are not just reflections of our desires, but a connection with the past stories of the place. Did you enjoy the story of Adele's mandala?" "Fascinating!" exclaimed Celia. "Then, here's a little bonus. They say that contact with the water of the old basin enhances hypersensitivity. This would explain the recurring sensations of already seen that many people feel here when they immerse themselves in it." "What if we tasted the water from this basin, Thomas?" "What? No way! I think you've lost it, Celia. We're not going to drink river water." Celia burst out laughing. "No, you big dummy. I'm suggesting we take a dip in the basin before we hit the road." "Now that, I'm on board with." From the dock, Thomas dove in and swam a few laps of breaststroke. The air was warm and scented with lavender. The gentle, continuous murmur of the water wheel provided a musical backdrop by the edge of the natural basin. Celia timidly dipped her toes into the cool water. Thomas, already in the water, encouraged her. "Come on, Celia, it's perfect." Guided by her intuition, Celia took a few steps along the dock and jumped into the basin. The contact with the cool mass of water felt like a small electric shock coursing through her body. Her scream was quickly drowned out by bursts of laughter. Amused by her sudden courage, Thomas swam over to her. The two lovers frolicked affectionately in the water. "It's like we're in a dream," murmured Thomas as he embraced her. "Yes, and it's like we've lived here before, don't you think?" "Yes, I can't explain it, but yes." They remained there for a brief moment, still as if suspended in the soothing water. A feeling of nostalgia washed over Celia. She recalled their first meeting at that cafe by the Canal Saint Martin. She now savored this present, enchanted moment. "Thomas, do you realize how magical this moment is?" she said, gently caressing his face. She kissed him tenderly. It was time to leave. As they left the estate, Celia glanced back one last time at the mill. "But how did we perceive the soul of this place so clearly?" she whispered with a smile. "Maybe Panelis and Adele left a part of themselves here, and somehow we've been part of their story for a long time," Thomas ventured. Mojo sat at the edge of the inner path, watching the car pass through the gates of the property. Celia waved to him. On the way back, the couple realized how much these 2 days had strengthened their love. The mandala of the mill was indeed working its magic. The landscapes of Drôme Provençal unfolded before their eyes. The valleys stretched as far as the eye could see, leading to gently rounded hills draped in green oaks and vineyards brimming with promise. Celia hummed the tune of Josephine Baker's hit. Here I am, Paris. Here I am. It's been a long time since we've seen each other. Here I am, Paris. Tell me, how do you find me? Maybe I've aged a little, but it's not yet said that I'll ever give in.